Sorry.
My name is Myung-Yi Hansen, and I grew up in the state of Minnesota.
And could you tell me about yourself as an adoptee?
Sure. I came to the U.S. in 1972 when I was 2 years old, and my parents in Minnesota are of Scandinavian and German and Dutch background, and I was the first child in our family, and a few years later they adopted my sister, also from Korea. So we were two Korean girls and two white American parents growing up.
I'm Hyunju Chapelhein, and I grew up in Michigan, and I currently live in the Bay Area.
My name is Ruben Chapelhein, and I grew up in Colorado, and I also live in the Bay Area with my wife. Well, I guess at first it was awful. I mean, I was adopted when I was 7, and immediately all the kids, you know, on the playground either wanted to fight me or just wanted to call me names. And so that was a very difficult struggle that first year. And then about a year later, I was readopted by a family in Colorado. And I went through the same thing. It was a new group of kids, you know, bunch of fights, bunch of names. And then things change, you know, as you get older. The kids get used to you, and you make some good friends. But there's always that struggle of being Asian in a very white society. I mean, I'm from Colorado, Longmont, Colorado, where I went to high school, so that's about as white as it gets. And I don't know, I always felt like I was never part of my peers, like their goings on, their lives. I always felt like I was an outside observer because I always felt like in that environment. So not until I actually started hanging out with Korean American adoptees who I could actually identify with did I feel like I was actually engaging. I mean, I feel like I started my life when I moved out here to the Bay Area. I mean, even when I was in Korea, I never felt like I was engaged because, again, I was a novelty because, you know, I didn't speak any Korean, and all the Koreans kind of understood that I was adopted and that any weird non-Korean mannerisms I had, they would kind of understand and take it in stride. But actually, other Koreans would get very angry with me and scold me for not knowing Korean or Korean customs. So it's like this constant struggle throughout your whole life. And so it's very confusing. I mean, a lot of issues. And now it's like I feel very comfortable just kind of hanging out with our Korean adoptee friends because it's not so confusing. And I think there's like a mutual understanding that we can kind of act like whatever we want because we have this common bond and we know we've had it hard, you know, in social situations anywhere else. So it feels like there's like a nest here that we could kind of gather together and talk about our lives in the future. But originally, at least as far as where I wanted to live, America won out because Korea didn't have the amenities that America did. Plus, I was so culturally American. My parents, my dad especially, really just lectured me and scolded all the Korean out of me because those mannerisms where he came from were actually very rude, the Korean mannerisms I had. So in Korea, I felt very weird and I was really happy to leave when I did, but I was at the same time I was glad I learned the language again. Yeah.
I think I'll go back to
it, but okay. I know what it was, but for me, a lot of different things happened, and I ended up finding my family in Korea. And then after I stayed in the home of my mother and got to know my siblings and spent time with my mother, it finally made sense what had been missing all those years. So I feel really fortunate that that whatever twist of fate led me back to them. And I feel like up until now, at the age of 33, My life has been about going back and forth between the States and Korea and literally looking for things, looking for material with which to build my life. So it's like I'm trying to find the lumber and the glass and, you know, the things, whether they're cultural or having to do with relationships or language, but to find these things so that I can build a home for myself somewhere. And this